Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 9. This is actually text 225, Mahaprabhu's travels to the holy places. After visiting Malara Desha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Tamil Kartik and then to Vaitapani. There he saw the temple of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, and passed the night. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accompanied by his servant Krishnadas. He was a Brahmana, but he met with the Bhattaharis there. With women, the Bhattaharis allured the Brahmana Krishnadas, who was simple and gentle. By virtue of their bad association, they polluted his intelligence. Allured by the Bhattaharis, Krishnadas went to their place early in the morning. The Lord also went there very quickly just to find him. Asya kahena sabha bhattahari gane, amara brahmana tumi rakaki karane. Upon reaching their community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the bhattaharis, "Why are you keeping my brahmana assistant? Amiha sanyasi deka, tumiha sanyasi. More dukkha deha tomara nyaya nahivasi. I am in the renounced order of life, and so are you. Yet you are purposefully giving me pain, and I do not see any good logic in this." Upon hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Bhattaharis came running from all sides with weapons in their hands, desiring to hurt the Lord. However, their weapons fell from their hands and struck their own bodies. When some of the Bhattaharis were thus cut to pieces, the others ran away in the four directions. While there was much roaring and crying at the Bhattahari community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed Krishnadas by the hair and took him away. That very night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his assistant Krishnadas arrived at the bank of the Payasvini River. They took their bath and then went to see the temple of Adikeshava. When the Lord saw the Adikeshava temple, he was immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy. Offering various obeisances and prayers, he chanted and danced. All the people there were greatly astonished to see the ecstatic pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all received the Lord very well. In the temple of Adikeshava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed spiritual matters among highly advanced devotees. While there, he found the chapter of the Brahma Samhita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly happy to find a chapter of that scripture. And symptoms of ecstatic transformations, trembling, tears, perspiration, trance, and jubilation were manifest in his body. There is no scripture equal to the Brahma Samhita as far as the final spiritual conclusion is concerned. Indeed, that scripture is the supreme revelation of the glories of Lord Govinda, for it reveals the topmost knowledge about him. Since all conclusions are briefly presented in the Brahma Samhita, it is essential among all the Vaishnava literatures. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Brahma Samhita is a very important scripture. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acquired the fifth chapter from the Adikeshava temple. In that fifth chapter, the philosophical conclusion of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneous one and difference, is presented. The chapter also presents methods of devotional service, the 18-syllable Vedic hymn, discourses on the soul, the supersoul, and fruitive activities, an explanation of the Kama Gayatri, Kama Bija, and the original Mahavishnu, and a detailed description of the spiritual world, specifically Goloka Vrindavan. The Brahma Samhita also explains the demigods Ganesh, Gobadaksha Vishnu, the origin of the Gayatri Mantra, the form of Govinda and his transcendental position and abode, the living entities, the highest goal, the goddess Durga, the meaning of austerity, the five gross elements, love of Godhead, impersonal Brahman, the initiation of Lord Brahma, and the vision of transcendental love, enabling one to see the Lord. The steps of devotional service are also explained. The mind, yoga nidra, the goddess of fortune, devotional service and spontaneous ecstasy, incarnations beginning with Lord Ramachandra, deities, the conditioned soul and its duties, the truth about Lord Vishnu, prayers, Vedic hymns, Lord Shiva, the Vedic literatures, personalism and impersonalism, good behavior, and many other subjects are also discussed. There is also a description of the sun and the universal form of the Lord. All these subjects are conclusively explained in a nutshell in the Brahma Samhita. Continuing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the Brahma Samhita copied, and then with great pleasure, he went to a place known as Ananta Padmanabh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained for 2 or 3 days at Ananta Padmanabh, and he visited the temple there. Then, in great ecstasy, he went to see the temple of Sri Janardhan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced at Sri Janardhan for 2 days. He then went to the bank of the Payasvini River and visited the temple of Shankara Narayan. Sringeri Mate Oila Shankara Charja Stane Matsya Tirtha Deki Koila Tungabhadraya Snane. Then he saw the monastery known as Sringeri Mat, the abode of Acharya Shankara. He then visited Matsya Tirtha, a place of pilgrimage, and took a bath in the river Tungabhadra. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The monastery known as Sringeri Mat is situated in the state of Karnataka in the district of Chikmangalore. This monastery is located at the confluence of the rivers Tunga and Bhadra, 7 miles south of Hariharayapur. The real name of this place is Sringagiri or Sringa Veda Puri, and it's the headquarters of Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya had 4 principal disciples, and he established 4 centers under their management. In North India, at Badrikashram, the monastery named Jyotirmat was established. At Purushottam, the Bhogavardhana or Govardhan monastery was established. In Dwarka, the Sarada monastery was established, and the 4th monastery established in South India is known as Sringeri Mat. In the Sringeri Mat, the sannyasis assumed the designations Saraswati, Bharati, and Puri. They were all Ekadandi sannyasis, distinguished from the Vaishnava sannyasis, who are known as Tridandi sannyasis. The Sringeri Mat is situated in South India, in a portion of the country known as Andhra, Dravida, Karnataka, and Kerala. The community is called Burisvar, and the dynasty is called Bhuva. The place is called Rameshwara, and the slogan is Aham Brahmasri. The deity is Lord Varaha, and the energetic power is Kamakshi. The Achari is Hastamalaka, and the Brahmachari assistants of the sannyasi are known as Chaitanya. The place of pilgrimage is called Tungabhadra, and the subject for Vedic study is the Yajurveda. The list of the disciplic succession from Shankaracharya is available, and the names of the Acharyas and the dates of their accepting sannyas according to the Shaka area or Shakabda are as follows. For approximate Christian, era dates add 78 years. Shankaracharya, 622 Shaka. Sureshacharya, 630. Bodhanacharya, 680. Jnana Dhyanacharya, 678. 768, Gyanottama Tirtha, 1019. Now, Gyanagiri Acharya, 871, Singhagiri Acharya, 958, Ishwara Tirtha, 1019, Nisringa Tirtha, 1067, Vidya Tirtha, Vidya Sankara, 1150, Bharati Krishna Tirtha, 1250, Vidyaranya Bharati, 1253, Chandrasekhar Bharati, 1290, Nisringa Bharati, 1309, Purushottam Bharati, 1328, Shankarananda, 1350, Shankarsekhar Bharati, 1371, Nisringa Bharati, 1386, Purushottam Bharati, 1398, Ramachandra Bharati, 1530, Nisringa Bharati, 1479, Nisringa Bharati, second one, 1485, Dhanamadi Nisringa Bharati, 1498, Abhinava Nisringa Bharati, 1521, Satchidananda Bharati, 1544, Nisringa Bharati, 1585, Nisringa Bharati, 1689, Satchidananda, Satchidananda Bharati, 1692, Abhinava Satchidananda Bharati, 1730, Nisringa Bharati, 1739, Satchidananda Shiva Binavya, Vidya Nisringa Bharati, 1788. Regarding Shankaracharya, it is understood that he was born in the year 608 of the Shakabdi era, in the month of Vaishak, or on the third day of the waxing moon, in a place in southern India known as Kalaji. His father's name was Shiva Guru, and he lost his father at an early age. When Shankaracharya was only 8 years old, he completed his study of all the scriptures and took sannyas from Govinda, who was residing on the bank of the Narmada. After accepting sannyas, Shankaracharya stayed with his spiritual master for some days. He then took his permission to go to Benares, and from there he went to Badrikashram, where he stayed until his 12th year. While there, he wrote a commentary on the Brahma Sutra, as well as on 10 Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita. He also wrote Sanat Sujatiya and a commentary on the Nisringa Tapani. Among his many disciples, his four chief disciples are Padmapada, Sureshwar, Hastamalaka, and Trotika. After departing from Benares, Shankaracharya went to Prayag, where he met a great learned scholar called Kumaril Bhatta. Shankaracharya wanted to discuss the authority of the scriptures, but Kumaril Bhatta, being on his deathbed, sent him to his disciple Mandana in the city of Mahishmati. It was there that Shankaracharya defeated Mandana Misra in a discussion of the Shastras. Mandana had a wife named Sarasati, or Ubhaya Bharati, who served as mediator between Shankaracharya and her husband. It is said she wanted to discuss erotic principles and amorous love with Shankaracharya, but Shankaracharya had been a brahmachari since birth and therefore had no experience in amorous love. He took a monk's leave from Ubhaya Bhatti and, by his mystic power, entered the body of a king who had just died. In this way, Shankaracharya experienced the erotic principles. After attaining this experience, he wanted to discuss erotic principles with Ubhaya Bhatti, but without hearing his discussion, she blessed him and assured the continuous existence of Sringari Math. She then took leave of material life. Afterward, Madana Misra took the order of sannyas from Shankaracharya and became known as Sureshwar. Shankaracharya defeated many scholars throughout India and converted them to his Mayavad philosophy. He left his material body at the age of 33. As far as Matsya Tirtha is concerned, it was supposedly situated beside the ocean in the district of Malabar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is continuing, next arrived at Udupi, the place of Madhvacharya, where the philosophers known as the Tattvavadis resided. There he saw the deity of Lord Krishna and became mad with ecstasy. And we shall hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Udupi very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.